Welcome to Roaring Rapids Ranch Bible Studies, read by Cole Braddock of the Roaring Rapids Ranch. Our scripture reading comes from Amos Selections. If you print the scripture reading and Bible lesson, you can read along as you listen. These materials come from the International Bible Lessons, written by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. They include a study guide and discussion questions that can be used before listening to the Bible lesson. This method allows the class to learn first, directly from their reading of the Bible, before they discuss the Bible lesson. Hear now the reading of Amos Selections, the words of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam the son of Joash king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And I raised up some of your sons for prophets, and some of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not indeed so, O people of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets, saying, You shall not prophesy. For the Lord God does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants the prophets. The lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Then Amaziah the priest of Bethel sent to Jeroboam king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words, for thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah, and eat bread there, and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore figs. But the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Take a few moments to think about what this passage means to you. Discuss it with others if possible, then continue with the Bible lesson for further study and discussion. Thank you for listening.